White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, April 3, 1908. Elder J.E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I have received and read Edson's letter. I am not surprised at your decision, but I am not pleased that Emma should go to Battle Creek. It makes me heartsick to think of her being in any way connected with Frank Belden. I do not feel that she can help her sister there, and for her own sake, I am very sorry that she should be there. I know Frank's position before God, but her sister cannot understand this, for she has not herself a true knowledge of the right way. Christ calls for all there is of us, heart and mind and strength. This is the consecration he demands of every soul. It is a long time since I saw Emma, and I greatly desire to see you both. I pray that God may keep her. I do not believe that it is right for her to place herself where she must constantly hear Frank's tirades. In this age of Earth's history, it is not right that we go into the company of one who has apostatized as Frank Belden has done. If Emma will come to us, as we have invited, we will give her excellent attention. We should always try to place ourselves where we may have the companionship of those of like precious faith. We cannot see why Emma should remain in Battle Creek. The climate is not healthy either in summer or winter. We each need to know individually what the Spirit saith unto the churches, or we will fail and lose our bearings. Those who claim to believe the truth need to watch and pray and to trust in the living Word. We each have a character to form after the divine similitude. We each need to be daily converted to God. We need to be deeply in earnest in preparing for the scenes that shall shortly take place. Our only hope is in forming a character that is after the divine similitude. The Lord will do much for His people if they will consecrate themselves willingly to Him. A little time is yet granted us in which to prepare for the future life, and to meet the Lord when He shall come in the clouds of heaven with power and glory. Are we preparing to meet the Lord with joy? Spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. We each need an individual knowledge of what the Lord requires of us. We cannot continue to do as we please and still be prepared to meet Him when He comes. Now is our time and opportunity to be gaining an experience in the things of God. I feel great grief for Frank Belden, but I cannot advise you, Emma, even for your sister's sake, to place yourself under his influence. He has made his choice. If ever he changes that choice, we shall know it by his actions. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Ezekiel 33, verse 16. I ask you to study the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. Whenever you feel that the time has come for you to leave Nashville, we will receive you gladly. We have quite a company of workers in the office who must be paid for their services. There is great need that my books now in preparation be published. I ask the Lord to help me understand my duty and to do it. I shall certainly make some changes. We have able workers here who, if you would unite with them, would prove good advisors and would help to make your work easier. We have Brother Chrysler, Doris Robinson, and Miss Stewart, all of whom we prize as workers. I hope that as soon as you can get away, you will come to us. You need to be where you can have wise counselors. We do not want to delay, but to finish the work in the best possible manner.